This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papillomavirus or HPV vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The nationwide rollout marks a decisive move in the country's public health care journey and fulfills the government's commitment to advancing the vision of Swasth Nari, ensuring prevention, protection and equity at the core of women's health care. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The vaccine will be provided free of cost at designated government health facilities. Vaccination will be conducted at Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, community health centers, sub-district and district hospitals, as well as government medical colleges and hospitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Micron Technologies' state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging facility in Sanand. This landmark event marks the official commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first Made in India semiconductor memory modules. Union Minister of Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, will also be present on the occasion.
The inauguration of Micron's Sanand facility today marks a transformative leap for India's technology ecosystem. With a total investment of over 22,500 crore rupees, the project represents the first proposal approved under India's semiconductor mission. This project, which saw its groundbreaking just in September 2023, is now ready to convert advanced DRAM and NAND wafers into finished product for markets worldwide. A key highlight of this facility is its nearly 5 lakh square feet of clean room space, ranking it among the largest raised floor clean rooms in the world. By commencing commercial shipments of the first indigenous memory modules, India is taking a decisive step towards self-reliance in semiconductor sector. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level review meeting yesterday to assess security-related issues concerning the bordering districts along the Indo-Nepal border in Bihar. According to sources, the meeting underscored the need for strengthened border management and enhanced vigilance against illegal activities. The meeting also emphasized coordinated inter-agency action to address concerns such as illegal constructions near border areas, illegal migration, fake Indian currency notes, encroachment, and unauthorized financial flows. The Election Commission will publish the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today, following the Supreme Court's order. The list will also contain the names of the voters whose credentials were verified by the judiciary engaged in the special intensive revision process on the order of the Apex Court. The draft list will contain the names of 7 crore 8 lakh voters that will also remain in the final list. However, this list will be divided into different categories. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed that a comprehensive action plan be prepared to ensure that all Anganwadi centres operate from their own dedicated buildings. He emphasised that Anganwadi centres cater to children aged 3 to 6 years and also function as pre-primary education spaces. Therefore, it is essential to ensure child-friendly infrastructure, high-quality learning arrangements and attractive building designs, said the Chief Minister, according to a statement issued by the UP government. During a meeting, it was informed that more than 1.89 lakh Anganwadi centres were operational across the state, of which around 76,000 were still functioning without their own buildings. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in a Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Today, in a Super 8 Group 2 match, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium. The match will begin at 7 p.m. local time. India will next face West Indies in their last Super 8 clash tomorrow at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata. An Indian Medical Association, IMA, has hailed the central government's decision to provide free HPV vaccination for adolescent girls aged 14 years across India in a letter to PM. The IMA said that this initiative will contribute to the prevention of cervical cancer, among other achievements. And that is the end of this news bulletin.